Welcome to Blazing Trails. My name is Marcus Winley, professional race car driver, and today we're going to talk about why aren't more automakers in the WRC? I'm going to hit on the point that we have Ford, who came back after a successful run by M Sport, winning the 2017 championship and re-entering the WRC as a full factory back team with M Sport. Now, I want to dive deeper into this situation by why don't we see more American automakers such as Chevy involved in the series, who makes a great car to compete in the WRC with the new Sonic RS that can go head-to-head with the Ford Fiesta, the Citroen C3, the Hyundai i20, the Toyota Yaris. In a sense, why can't we see Mazda back in the series? Why don't we see Honda, of all companies, too? Honda, who makes a rally-looking car with the same specs as any other rally car. It's hard to fathom, like, why aren't these automakers involved in the WRC? Which, it goes back to the old motto, race on Sunday, sell on Monday. I'm going to tap on Honda. Honda came out with the Honda Civic Type R. Hatchback, looks like a rally car. Has the same engine as any other rally car, 1.6 liter four cylinder. Why hasn't Honda tried to jump into the market in the WRC to help promote the car, help sell this car, or sell the other line of hatchback Hondas or Honda Civics? With Chevy too. Ford is having great sales with the Ford Fiesta. Why? Because they involved themselves in a racing series that right now is the highest among any sports right now. Almost 1 billion viewers worldwide. Who wouldn't want to be attached to that? Why aren't we looking at more automakers coming into the WRC when there's the most potential in the WRC? I'm not saying this because I'm also licensed to race in the WRC, but the glory days of WRC, you had multi-manufacturers across the board. From Toyota, Subaru, Mitsubishi, Ford, of course, Mazda, even Mercedes, Audi, all have competed in the WRC, and then the last one is Volkswagen, who left the series after winning four straight championships. Why don't we see more auto manufacturers get into the WRC when there's the most potential in the WRC than any other racing series in the world that also connects to the fans directly more? This is the touch on why don't we see automakers. I would love to see Chevy with the Sonic RS involved in the WRC. I would love to see Honda with the Type R Civic, make it an all-wheel drive, join the WRC. I would love to see Mini also come back to the series. Volvo, and Mitsubishi, Subaru. I would love to see all these manufacturers come back. But with Chevy, I feel it's right now is the right time for Chevy to be involved in the WRC. Highest ratings among all motorsports. Fan loyalty, more brand awareness, and a great way to promote a product that's pretty good. I've tested the Sonic RS, and I feel it's a pretty good car. When can we see Chevy aboard? I feel that it's right for Chevy to come aboard. With Ford competing, your American rival and counterpart competing in the series, and your other rivals such as Hyundai, Citroen, Toyota, and you're not involving yourselves. The way I feel is that this is Chevy's prime opportunity to be involved in the series, along with Honda. Because if you look at the tradition back in the early days of NASCAR, the cars were based off production-based cars before the specifications and things changed. The WRC car is still based off a car you can go to, ultimately go to a dealership and purchase. In a sense, you're connecting more with the fans because it's cars that they can personally buy. It's not a dream car. It's one you can actually go to a dealership. It might have race modifications, but it's still exactly the same engine you would find on your local dealership floor. Such as if I went to a Ford dealership, the same Fiesta that's on the showroom, that same engine is in a WRC car. The same Yaris at a Toyota dealership is still the same engine you'll find in a production-based Yaris. The race car and the production share the same engine, same specs, in a sense. Just the WRC car has a little bit more horsepower, but if you look at it, they're based off cars that actually people can afford and relate to. There's nothing more that I would love to see than more manufacturers in a great series such as the WRC, where fans are loyal. Everything is just there. Like, it's a great marketing platform. It's back. WRC is back to where NASCAR, IndyCar for me, used to be. Where it was a great platform for automakers to be a part of. To be a part of, involve themselves. That's what WRC means to me. Just a great platform in general, where fans can actually relate. They can watch the races. And they're on top of things. WRC is a great series for automakers to get their brand out there, for the ones that actually make a car that can go compete in the WRC. And the automakers I listed, such as Chevy and Toyota and Honda, Toyota involved themselves in the series. They've been back, going on their second year back. Honda needs to involve themselves in the series, in my opinion. Chevy needs to involve themselves in the series, in my opinion. The facts are there. Great social media, a great way to reach the millennial market. Almost 1 billion viewers worldwide, which is amazing and astounding at the same time. We need to see more from Chevy to be involved in the WRC. And I'm saying Chevy being an American race car driver, and then also from the outside being a fellow American and seeing the success that Ford has had in WRC throughout the years, from the Escort to the Fiesta. Ford has been in the WRC as one of the longest, to me, longest running competitors in the series. Whether it was not backing M Sport fully and just giving them partial backing, but they still make a great product at the end of the day. By transferring that technology into the Focus RS that you can actually go to a dealership and purchase. A performance-based Ford Focus that's quick, agile, and a great fun car to drive around in, as well as the Fiesta ST. Ford has did great on their end with transferring that technology from WRC into their vehicles on the road. So I feel that Chevy, this is a great opportunity for them to compete with Ford with the Sonic RS, giving them a chance to compete in the sport compact segment with a sporty car such as the Sonic, and gain that global recognition for the Sonic. We can talk about this all day, but I also want to move on to something else involving the WRC. The Nielsen Sports report came out of the viewership. WRC was almost near 1 billion viewers worldwide, which is great. American viewership was up 100+%. And we have no American representatives in the series. I'm working on myself with sponsors to get involved and be that representative. But it also comes down to, we need promoters to help bring back a WRC event back to the United States. We need to have these promoters come in and help bring a WRC event back to the United States. It's been over 30+ years without a WRC event. And I feel, in my opinion, it'll be a great way for fans of WRC to go plan a trip, for people to become more familiarized who never heard of WRC, to be able to experience something, a great rally event. We have Rally America, which there's amazing drivers in Rally America. But even with Rally America, we need the WRC back here in the U.S. for an event. Even if the Rally America, even if the Rally America organizers and other promoters from here can get together and come up with a great event, I feel that it'll be great for WRC as well to gain a better foothold in the United States, which is one of the biggest markets, as well as building a great product with bringing a US-based WRC series back here. Whether it be LA, Colorado, Dakota, somewhere where we can get a mixture, because America has great roads, especially California, which I'm reside in and born in, has great stages where we can have a gravel stage, we can have an asphalt stage, all in one day, or throughout the whole WRC weekend, we can have mixed stages, which is great for the series. Because I know, I heard the driver Ken Block, who competed in WRC, said he would love to see a WRC race back in the United States. And I have to agree wholeheartedly with that. So, everyone, you can follow me on Twitter at MarcusWiley13. I'll answer any questions, or you can even tweet me about how you feel about Chevy and Honda joining the WRC, or even your feelings on having a WRC race back in the United States. You can even share this podcast with people. I want to get everyone's feedback. I want to know how everyone feels. If people feel differently from me, or they feel the same, or have a different opinion on where the events should be held, I would love to hear that. Thank you, and I'd like to welcome everyone to Blazing Trails. And I'll do as much as possible to keep podcasting on different aspects of motorsports and get some drivers, motocross riders, and interview people. This is what this show's about. Expressing ourselves, learning from each other, sharing our life experiences, and having a great time. Thank you.